Expressed in the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Was hoping that the Marxist meathead had their headphones turned up high.
Oh my God!
They don't do headphones.
Boy, I'll tell you what—that's a tough one not to bite on. So what you're saying is they just take the phones out of that equation?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay, never mind. I'm going to get in trouble. I'll be beeped. Hey, today is November 7th, last time I checked, 2021. And we're going into the holiday season. And
scary.
No, yeah. That was last weekend.
No, that was the Halloween season. Now we're going into the holiday season.
Yeah, but they started it right after Halloween.
This is the season where you can eat all the foods.
Thanksgiving,
Christmas.
What do you mean all?
So you're saying that all the food groups are going to be included, like pie, cake, cookies, and
candy?
Well,
yeah, you get dairy in there. You get, you know.
Protein. Yeah,
yeah, you get all that. All that.
There's protein in a Kit Kat bar, isn't there?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's the
You're starting to sound like Biden there. That's the future.
Because you mentioned Kit Kat bar, and I was like thinking about that commercial I just saw. I didn't mention Kit Kat cards, but had that crazy witch lady that killed kids.
Oh no, I didn't miss. I missed that one.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's not.
It's the chef from Sesame Street, the Herky Ricky Rare.
Yeah. Morgan Jorgen Jorgen.
Yeah. Look, let's go, Schroeder Biden. Oh boy, so we're back at it once again. Good morning, everybody.
I can't see you guys. Maybe we can open that back window.
Well,
okay,
maybe.
Okay, I'll do that. But the lights are, like, right in our eyeballs.
Yeah, I'll turn my light off, too.
Yeah, I feel like
turn your light off, all right.
I feel like I'm...
Why is that funny? I'm going to reach over and pull my light switch. It's not a bad thing.
I feel like I'm being interrogated by the FBI with that light. All right. So I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who just stepped away from her microphone, so she can't talk now. And
hi, I'm Linda. I'll talk.
Nice try.
So Killer Mike, anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Turn your light off and be quiet.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
And
the kid that rocks around the clock ain't here.
No.
Cyber Dave. He's on assignment.
There you go. And
but
hold on.
We got to talk. Travis is here, the guardian of the magic upon the silence, the librarian above the time banner, right? Key weapon reward specialist, producer, gardener extraordinaire.
Wow,
Travis. Whoa.
I think I've been here this whole time, so they know I'm here.
Whoa, he says. Look at.
You said a bunch of words. A grodinaire. I'm a grodinaire.
Well, I was. You know, it's Bidenese now. We're all learning it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The Grodinaire
like that cartoon, you know, Grandpa.
That's the hillbilly.
Yeah, Grandma.
That's the hillbilly bears.
Yeah.
But it's Pa. You're going back.
Yeah.
And then it's the Charlie Brown teacher.
But I want to say, get better out there to Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Yeah, we miss you dearly. He is not sick. But he's got some back issues going on, but we do miss you, sir.
Wow.
See your smiling face, everyone.
Where do we start?
So, anyway.
Yes.
Where do we start?
Well.
Let's see. I tell you what, some of these things are getting kind of crazy. I do have a couple of clips here, but I got to kind of set them up because.
While you're working on that, maybe I will let people know tomorrow on our podcast at 11 o'clock. We are going to have Tim Garman on. He was supposed to be on today, but there was an emergency. So we're going to bring him on tomorrow on our podcast at Mountaintop Media. And he is running for Board of Supervisors, Modi's position. He's one of them. So he is, I believe he is the president of Happy Valley School Board.
Oh, you mean the recall didn't fail?
No, hate to tell you. We're moving forward.
Yeah,
it didn't. So anyway, I want to let people know that. So if you want to, you know, tune in with us tomorrow. Also, let me give you the phone number in case you want to call in and have questions for him. And the number is 530-255-8063.
Well, this is weird out on my computer. So we do have several candidates that are jockeying for position, and I guess we're going to have one of them in on our podcast tomorrow as well.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And if the rest of them would like to come on, whether they want to come on this show or our podcast, please give me a call at 530-221-0101, and we will give you some airtime to get your information out there.
Well, I guess we could start with the story about the Biden regime, you just can't even make this crap up. You know, this is from Wall Street Journal. Biden regime in talks to pay $450,000 per person to illegal alien families separated at the border. Are these people actually insane, or are they just trying to sink the ship?
I think they're both.
Insanely trying to sink the ship.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So I heard about that. So is that in the infrastructure bill, this $450,000?
No. I think they're just in talks. This is from Wall Street Journal. It says, U.S. in talks to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to families separated at the border. The Biden administration is in talks to offer immigrant families. Number one, they're not immigrant families. Number two, they're illegal aliens that are coming across the border unlawfully. That were separated during the Trump administration. It's like these guys are just like broken freaking records, man. Around $450,000 in compensation. Are these people completely off their freaking nuts? The U.S. Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services, gee, imagine that, are considering payments that could amount to close to, now if there's a family of four, I heard it is like $1.8 million or something. You know, they're saying close to $1 million a family. Although the final numbers could shift, the people familiar with the matter said, which is always an anonymous source, the people familiar with the matter, cite your sources, you know. But I did see a clip where Joe Biden said in one day, oh, no, that's wrong, that's bad information. And then the next day, the White House White House press office said, oh, no, he's wrong. He doesn't
know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he go back and eat your ice cream, Joe.
Yeah.
So how can people, we're so far in debt, how could we even be considering this? It is insanity, but that shows you where we're at.
Well, yeah, and this is so crazy on so many different levels. I mean, they're illegal. Supposedly we got a virus, we got COVID that's going on. They're not testing these people. They're not giving them the vaccine. I mean, where does the list end? I mean, we could go on and on about all the different things that's wrong with this. Show me what's right or good about them.
You know, what a lot of these guys that are advocating for this crap don't get is that there's going to be a day of reckoning at some point, and no services are going to be available to anybody, because even if you can print the money, it's not going to be worth anything anyway. And if the interest rates start to go up, which they will, at some point, because you can't do this forever. And
no,
even if you
can't?
No. At some point in time, you're not going to be able to pay any of the services that they're talking about because you're going to be paying nothing but interest on this big, huge debt. And we're not that far away from that happening. And so these people that are saying the government should take care of them, it's all about the government. It's like it just goes back to the Indians and the blankets. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, we're going down to get the blankets because, you know, the government, is they're good guys. Except they're filled with smallpox.
Right.
You know, and, you know, so that's where we're headed. Everybody can see it. The goods and service. Oh, but the stock market's up. I heard Geraldo say that the other day. I wanted to punch him in the mouth.
I want to punch him in. And
he's an idiot. You know, oh, the stock market's going up. Yeah, because the economy's doing so well. I guess the fact that GDP is cratering, jobs are cratering. Oh, well, there's more jobs. No, if you go back and you look at the people that are actually working, we are going down in a spiral.
Yeah, how could that be when you see all these help wanted signs, all these businesses going out and everything?
But the stock market's going up.
Oh,
I guess
I
because
forgot.
They're just printing money out of thin air and buying stock. Okay, you know, and then you know, so we're,
yeah. Then when it falls, guess what?
It's so screwed up that even the Federal Reserve, you know, heads of the Federal Reserve banks in different cities, I think one was Texas, one was New York, you know, are doing insider trading, which is illegal.
Yeah.
Nobody cares because this administration is so unlawful and so completely not caring about the American people. You know, and, you got China Joe at the helm. He doesn't even know what day it is half the time. You know, it's just absolutely insanity. But is it really insanity? Or is it this something that people are planning, that this is all gonna happen? I mean, how else, you know, after a while, you know, it's too stupid to be stupid. I mean, if our enemies have control of the White House, oh, I'm just, this is speculation. You know, they would never be able to bribe guys like Joe Biden or anything.
No.
And they would never be able to, with unlimited printing, you know, put people in positions of power and buy the media and that kind of thing. You know, we got Mike Maggot or Mangas.
Yeah.
Oh, Mangas. Locally. Who, you know, you might as well, you know, put a freaking... Cupid, or, you know, what's that, the Jeff Dunham's guy, what is he, he's a ventriloquist guy, what?
Right, which one? Which dummy are we referring to?
The dummy that speaks most of the time.
Walter?
Walter. I mean, Biden is like Walter.
Yeah, he is. He's like, looks like him. I mean, that tells you a lot.
I don't know.
There.
Maybe they modeled him
after.
Have
you seen his clips he's done recently on YouTube?
Yeah, some of them.
Oh, gosh, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
So, with that said, we've got a couple of clips here. I'm gonna
Well, before
play.
We get to the clips, we do have a caller.
Oh,
we've
we?
Got Gary on the line. Good morning, Gary.
I can't even see the board now. It's dark in here.
Hello, gang. How are you?
We're doing good. Is this Gary Cad?
That is.
Oh, I thought
I'd... Gary?
Yeah.
The $450,000, if I'm not mistaken, that's what the Justice Department is recommending to finalize some lawsuits where the illegals sued the U.S. government for separating families, and this is the amount that is going to be settled on, which is utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the potential payout right now, I'm looking at the article, says about $1 million or more. Or, I'm sorry, billion or more. So we're paying people who are breaking the law, coming into the country, billions of dollars or millions and billions and whatever
it is, the amount is,
so that they can break our laws, come in illegally, and now they're suing us while they do it?
How much do we pay to a Gold Star family when a soldier is killed in combat? I think there's an amount that we pay to each one. It's like $150,000. So we lose a soldier, and the family would lose $150,000. But these people that are illegally storming the border are allowed to storm into the country, and they're going to get $450,000. I mean,
per person.
This,
that's per person.
Yeah. Yeah, and this just doesn't compute with America. I think back on January the 20th of this year, we slipped into a different America, a different world, if you will. That it's changed so much, it's utterly ridiculous.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. And you know, now in light of this COVID and all the lockdowns and all of the, takeovers and getting rid of our, constitutional rights and you got to look at the writing on the wall here. I mean, you know, gee, who's behind the virus and all this stuff. Now there's information coming out and I'm not going to go into it today, but the virus isn't as bad as the cure. I mean, it's coming out. I'm seeing some FDA documents here, and I haven't examined them fully, that are basically saying this thing is a bioweapon. Now, I don't know if that's true, but what I do know, and I have some data on, is that ever since we started using the vaccine, the COVID has spiked. So to think that these guys aren't trying to sink the ship with whatever means available, you know, this board, 450 per person at the border. I mean, they can't even feed people out. There's homeless everywhere.
Yeah, let me put this in here real quick. Talking about the virus, what the hospitals are using is something called remdesivir. Remdesivir has about a 20% efficacy. It's killing people.
Right.
People that are put on that, it's killing them. There are other things that they could use. Of course, there's ivermectin and HCQ. It works. Don't listen to them. It actually works. And it just drives me up the wall. I know there's a particular lady that has just gone through it, and she was on remdesivir. Finally got her off of it. And they said that she probably wasn't going to make it. Well, I guess now, a week later, she's looking tremendously better. So it's just, I don't know, guys. I really don't know what's going on in this world.
Well, it is what it is. I guess we'll move on, Gary, if you've got nothing else. I've got a clip here I want to play.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Gary. All right, so this is a clip. This is from Orange County in Florida. This is a board of the county commissioners. I guess that's equal to our board of supervisors. It's about a three-minute, 40-second clip. And I think we're ready to go on everything. Let me check my volume here and make sure we're all good to go. And this is very enlightening. This is from a doctor who's addressing the board.
State your name and address for the record. You have 3 minutes, sir. Thank you. My name is Dr. Kevin Stillwagon. My address is 205 Dolphin Point, Clearwater Beach, Florida. I am a property owner and a taxpayer in Orange County. You are making some really bad decisions based on fear of a virus that has about a 99% survival rate for most of us. That is unsubstantiated fear. So let me give you a couple of things to truly be fearful about. That mask that you keep insisting that people wear decreases the amount of oxygen in your lung tissue. We now know that this virus uses something called a furin cleavage site to merge with your lung tissue to infect you. And it works better with decreased oxygen. And peer-reviewed research clearly shows that wearing a mask increases your chances of developing an upper respiratory infection 13 times more than a person not wearing a mask. So I would stop wearing a mask immediately if I were you. Secondly, this shot that you insist on people getting gives you absolutely no protection against infection. It is the innate immune system that protects you from infection by using dendritic cells, T cells, and natural killer cells without antibodies ever becoming involved. This shot has one goal, and that goal is to make antibodies. These antibodies circulate inside of you and cannot prevent an infection. They can only react to something that has already gotten inside of you. They cannot keep something out. The shot decreases the ability of your innate immune system to keep viruses out by 60%. and a booster shot will reduce it even more. Even worse, the antibodies that are created by this shot can no longer neutralize variants and actually enhance the virus ability to infect you. It should be painfully obvious to you by now that fully vaccinated people are getting sick. And this will continue to get worse if you keep trying to jab people while a virus is trying to spread. The variants are emerging from the vaccinated population. This so-called vaccine is still being administered on what's called an emergency use authorization. It is not FDA approved. The FDA approved a biological licensing application for a product called Comirnaty. The application was approved, not the product. Comirnaty is not available in the United States. Therefore, by law, you cannot force people to take this drug without informed consent and without animal trials to prove that it is safe. Mayor Demings, please look at me. You, sir, are in violation of the United States Constitution and the Nuremberg Code. You will be held accountable. Good day.
So I think, you know, that kind of says it right there, you know, what we've been saying all along.
Right.
And, you know, the ones that are going to get hit the worst are the people that are complying. They don't seem to get it. You know, they put all their trust in government. They put all their trust in Fauci. They put all their, you know, which is exactly the opposite of what the founding fathers said. They said, you know, we must bind government down with the chains of a constitution because they can't be trusted. They're, you know, if all men were angels, we wouldn't need any government at all. So it seems that always the people that, have the most despicable, despicable plans in mind are typically, you know, in it for themselves, gravitate to the positions of power. That's why people are going to be representatives, but they could be elected, they could be recalled, right. They'd be taken out for a lot of different reasons. And these guys around here that are on the opposite side of the recall are so confused and completely misinformed or purposefully, promoting this Marxism and this overreaching government and this, abolishment of everybody's constitutional rights, including their own. What they don't realize at the end of the day is that they're going to be the first guys on the chopping block.
Right.
You know, that's what historically has happened.
Yeah, they don't realize that they're giving up their rights just as fast as everybody else is. They're wanting them to give theirs up.
That's right. So, it's like, the LBGQXYZ. Yeah. What happens is they're so, caught up in their own specious arguments, thinking that they're being, you know, that they have to have some kind of extra protection while they get rid of everybody else's rights. They can't even see that at the end of the day, they just threw their own rights out the window as well.
Yeah, and in the recall, whether it's us or wherever it is, that's our right. That's part of what we're able to do. We're supposed to do that. That is our job if they aren't doing theirs.
Right. Well, because otherwise what happens is you can't get rid of anybody. And if they're, you know, look at Biden. I mean, this guy is a train wreck by everybody's account. Everybody's account. And why aren't they impeaching him? Because we got to get rid of these rat bastards on the left side of the aisle that are promoting the destruction of our country.
Right.
And, and that takes time. But the good news is that, we're starting to win. We're winning the battle of, the narrative. We're winning the battle of the propaganda media and the mainstream lies that have been promoting nothing but, just do whatever you're told. So it's crazy, that people will give up their rights. And in that, they give up their responsibility as well to maintain their rights.
And it's scary that they, like we said earlier, they are not even looking at that they're giving up their rights. They're just going along because the government or whoever tells them, oh, yeah, this is a good thing. Just listen to us, you know, take the job or whatever it is.
What it comes down to is that do people in power have your best interest more in mind than you do yourself?
Not usually.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, you know, is that these people gravitate to these positions in a lot of cases, and in most cases, they're corrupt, and they're in it for themselves. I mean, we played that clip last week about the gal from Germany who's saying, you know, this has been going on for a long time. The founding father said, you know, you gotta, these guys are corrupt typically, and you gotta limit the power of government, and you can't keep handing over more and more, because what happens is, you know,
it just gets worse and worse.
You know, and, you know, now I've got an article here. Los Angeles, Chicago, and 20 other cities to launch universal basic income scheme to what? To increase dependency on government. That's what they want. They want you completely dependent on them, whether it's Social Security, whether it's pensions.
No matter what it is.
You know, whether it's giving out income, stimulus. You know, they don't care if the whole economy implodes as long as they're controlling everything. And these guys that want to keep handing more and more power to the government, you know, basically are cutting their own throats and they can't even see it.
I know. That's what's scary. With that, we do need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Living on the streets, so why the hell do we need refugees? They say, come on in, you can bring your culture. Don't pledge allegiance to our flag, just be a vulture. And don't speak our language, just hold your hand out. Man, I'm starting to think this whole thing was planned out. I call BS on that. I think our country's been had. And old Ted Nugent can't do it alone. Been trying to tell you now it might be too late. Them politicians run the schools, vote them in and bend the rules. If you don't agree, they tell you too bad. Well, I call BS on that.
Yeah, I call BS on the chat room.
Wow.
Certain credible news sources, like the News Cafe in Redding, California. Oh, my God.
I am the data.
Pull
yeah, really?
Your head
let me know
out
how
and
that
look
works
at something
and
besides,
yeah.
You know, oh, YouTube. Oh, I guess going to the sources and the doctors and the people that are experts and you know, yeah, my sources aren't credible, but yours are, just like CNN, right? How about going to the CDC's vaccine resources? How about going to VAERS? How about looking at the actual data?
And how do we know that you're fine? Just asking.
Well, I mean, a lot of people didn't have any adverse reactions. That doesn't mean that nobody did.
And
you know,
well, we still in the beginning of it. Who knows? Tell
well,
me in a month,
there's no
a clinic. Year,
yeah, I,
a couple years,
I got
or whatever.
I got vaccines when I was a kid. I'm all right. Yeah, except they went through clinical trials. They were tested.
Yeah, 7 years or better.
I mean, there's been no clinical trials, no testing of this. We got a worldwide pandemic that had almost zero children die from it.
But even then, the vaccines that were given to the children or to the children,
vaccine
when they were
injuries.
Young, there was still, yeah, there's still side effects and injuries and stuff.
Why?
From those.
That's fear-based. So you guys aren't afraid of the shots. We're afraid of the shots, right?
But you're afraid of us.
But you're afraid of not getting the shot because the government told you, right? So we're all afraid of everything. Except standing up for our rights, and you're afraid of not standing up for anything but doing what you're told?
And if it works so well, why do you care if I get vaccinated or not? Why are you in fear of me? I'm just asking.
Right. And why is everybody saying, hey, this is a problem? Why is there so many reports about people being vaccine injured? Why is there so many reports, actual people, you know, that you can see and view and see and doctors' reports and the science? Why are a lot of the scientists revolting? You know, it's not about freedom. No, it's about doing whatever you're told, right?
It's not about my freedom.
It's about everybody doing whatever the government tells them, just like in Germany when they said, the Jews were bad, right? Yeah, because good citizens always do what their government tells them no matter what. Because that's being a good citizen? No, that's being a rube for the government and doing whatever you're told for the big farm. Whatever happened to the guys? You guys are afraid of, oh, big farm. Oh, big farm's evil. Except now they're okay because they told us because our left-wing idiots are in government now. And they're promoting a vaccine that hasn't been trialed, tested. There's no science behind it. Funded by a guy who's being paid by Pfizer, and it came out of the Wuhan lab. And
you can't do anything to big pharma.
It's not about personal freedom. Yeah. It's about your freaking life of the country, you dumbass. Wake up. What do you think? If everybody's getting a shot and it kills everybody, that's somehow the right thing? Really? Oh, that's not about freedom? That's about dying on your own sword, you moron. Anyway.
Yeah. It's not about your freedom. Just get on the train and go to the station.
Yeah, get on.
No problem. Go to the train station.
Don't worry, Auschwitz. It's not about your freedom going to Auschwitz. It's not about freedom having medical experiments with no clinical trials on you. Yeah, that's not about your freedom. You need to do what you're told and get in line, just like everybody else.
You might as well
heil while you're at it.
Yeah. Just shut up
anyway,
and do as you're told.
I think we've had enough of the chat room guy. He's
recall for F.
Recall for F. And that's fear. Oh, you guys are all afraid. No, we're afraid not to stand up. You're afraid to not do anything but what you're told. That's the problem. Populism. Get him off the chat room. He's a moron.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, during the break, I actually looked up. We were talking about that $450,000 or whatever that they want to pay the illegal aliens. And reference was to Gold Star moms or parents. I looked it up. The annuity payment for Gold Star is $500.
Yeah, but we're going to give $450,000 to illegal aliens coming across our border, trying to get in. Dollars, and that's not going to incentivize anybody coming over the border, is it? I mean, I'm thinking about, renouncing my citizenship and coming over the border myself because then I won't have to work again for the rest of my life. Except I might have a little problem with my conscience and being.
And we're the wrong color. And.
Well, I could be the right color. What color do you want me to be?
That was funny.
It's just crazy stuff. But anyway, I had to put that out there. What I can find, it's $500 annuity for a parent of a deceased veteran. So,
That's fair.
Yeah, no problem here.
That's fair. So I've got another clip here. This is another speaker at a board of supervisor meeting. And by the way, these aren't YouTube clips. They are actually clips of the meetings. And it doesn't matter where they're produced if it's the actual meeting. And so, just new clip. But I listen to Anderson Cooper because he tells the truth all the time. Really? So who's the podunk? Who's the frickin' podunks? You see, you listen to any government agency, you listen to any government lackey tell you what to do because they're credible sources of information. They wouldn't hide the data. They're not working for Pfizer on the take or anything.
They just get their little letter and, they do everything off of what is handed down to them.
Trust me.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, well, that's why CNN's viewership is tanked to the point they got to be propped up by George Soros or somebody. It's just insane. These people are freaking ridiculously stupid. All right. So with that said, let's listen to this. This is a little longer clip, and this one is pretty powerful too. I mean, and it shows the data. We're looking at FDA letters. We're not looking at somebody telling us what says in the letter. We're looking at the letters. We've already looked at the letters.
All right.
So here we go. Are we ready?
Hi, my name is Scott Youngblood. I'm a physician, and I'm here to defend science and patient autonomy. Next slide. The best way to look at any medical issue is with a randomized controlled trial. A well-performed RCT is more powerful than dozens of observational studies because it has a control group. That's what Pfizer did to evaluate its vaccine to get an EUA. It had 44,000 patients, two large groups, essentially equal in all respects except one group gets the vaccine and the other group gets the placebo. Next slide. Everyone has heard that the study showed excellent vaccine efficacy with a lower rate of symptomatic infections over 6 months. Next slide. It was also great in preventing severe COVID cases. These patients are really sick. You have a high heart rate, respiratory failure, renal, hepatic, neurologic dysfunction, ICU admission, and death. There was only one case of this in the vaccine group and 30 cases in the placebo group. Next slide. But what hasn't been talked about is the increased adverse events for the vaccine. The total adverse events twice as high, related adverse events four times as high, severe adverse events twice as high. Essentially, those are hospitalizations, heart attacks, strokes, myopericarditis, Guillain-Barré, etc. All of these differences were highly statistically significant. Next slide. And the endpoint that we should all care about the most, which is all-cause mortality, this is the great endpoint because it ends all of the silly arguments about what caused the death. Was it the vaccine, the virus, or something else? You just total up the deaths And at the end of 6 months, you look at them. And in this study, 15 patients died in the vaccine group versus 14 in the placebo group. And then the patients were unblinded and allowed to cross over if they had gotten placebo and wanted the vaccine. Five additional patients who got the vaccine died, but none who remained in the placebo group died. This mortality difference is not statistically significant. It doesn't prove anything other than scientifically, one cannot say that this vaccine saves lives. Next slide. And this raises the big question, if the vaccine is so effective against the virus, preventing infections and severe COVID, then why didn't it save lives at the height of the pandemic against the Alpha variant? The most likely answer is that the risk of this vaccine essentially canceled out any COVID benefit from the vaccine. Regardless, there was no death benefit. Next slide. And that really is the big problem with this obsessive fixation on COVID infections and death. Is it the vaccinated or the unvaccinated that misses half the problem? The adverse events and deaths from the vaccine. If you survive the vaccine, you will probably be better off when you meet the virus, especially early on. But at what cost? Indeed, the Taiwan Department of Health states right now that slightly more people have died from the COVID vaccines this year than the virus itself. Next slide. The problem is the alpha spike protein, which all the vaccines make. It's a toxin in and of itself. It binds to your ACE2 receptors around your body, which are critical in regulating blood pressure, clotting, immune system. Having spike in your body attacking these receptors is a big problem. Next slide. We've been told not to trust VAERS, but it is the only database available. All the COVID vaccines were also granted EUAs with the requirements removed for ethics boards, data safety monitoring boards, or critical event committees. All of these are customary for anything on an EUA. We are, for some reason, intentionally flying blind. OSHA just said they are suspending the rule for employers to report adverse events due to mandated COVID vaccines. As an ethical physician, I cannot defend anything on this slide. Next slide. So VAERS is an early warning system, so if a problem is identified, it can be investigated further. It is 31 years old. It is voluntary. There is significant underreporting. Submission of a false report is subject to prosecution, and the CDC validates all these entries. Over 150,000 have been removed just this year. Next slide. There were about 158 deaths on average per year associated with all vaccines. And then something happens in January of 2021. We now have over 17,000 deaths reported just for the COVID vaccines. I would submit to you that as an early warning system, VAERS is working exactly as intended. We are just not listening to it. Next slide. Nearly 40% of these deaths occur within 48 hours of the shot. It is not until day 40 or so that the death rates return to baseline. If there was no relation, you would see that the low baseline on the right of the graph would be all the way over to the left. Something is happening at day zero to cause these deaths, and it's pretty obvious what that is. Next slide. The CDC states that any death within 28 days of a positive test, regardless of cause, counts as a COVID death. You could get run over by a cement truck crossing the street, but if your COVID test 3 weeks ago was positive, you are counted as a COVID death. On the other hand, anything within 28 days of a vaccine is not related to the vaccine. Imagine the world that we would live in if these assumptions were reversed. This is illogical and indefensible. Next slide. During the Pfizer vaccine brief before the EUA last October, this slide was flashed up for about 1 second. It lists out all the adverse events that eventually turned up in VAERS months later. Heart attacks, strokes, myocarditis, pericarditis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, blood clots, deaths, and enhanced vaccine disease. Regardless, the FDA granted the EUA without any mention of any of this in the notices to physicians or patients. They knew about it and apparently said nothing. Perhaps the fact checkers can defend this, but I cannot. Next slide. On August 23rd, the FDA sent out two letters. The first approved the Comirnaty vaccine, and the second extended the EUA for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, the same formulation but legally distinct. To this day, there are no FDA-approved COVID vaccines that are actually available in the United States. Comirnaty is not available. So if the FDA approves the vaccine, but it is not actually available to anyone, it begs the question, did the FDA actually approve the vaccine? Next slide. In late July, the CDC stated the viral titers of saliva in the vaccinated are just as high as the unvaccinated. This was the justification to make everyone put their masks back on. The viral levels in your saliva are the measure of how infectious you are. Thus, claims that the unvaccinated are spreading the disease and paradoxically putting the vaccinated at risk are all nonsensical. This fact alone destroys the infectious spread justification for vaccine mandates. Next slide. In the age of Delta, Vaccines do not meaningfully reduce transmission or stop infections. They do not reduce overall medical resource utilization, as we showed. The best evidence available shows that they do not reduce mortality. And since it uses the alpha spike protein, you will get 100% of the risks, but only 40 to 60% of the benefit in the age of Delta. The virus has moved on. The vaccines produce narrow immunity that encourages new variants. Their efficacy wanes after 6 to 8 months. And for COVID survivors, it likely produces no long-term benefit, and they are known to have a 2 to 6 times higher rate of adverse events. Likely no benefit, just harm. Having said all of this, they may offer a personal health benefit to these vaccines, but that analysis needs to be individualized. Next slide. The bottom line is that this issue is really complicated. The decision for COVID vaccination should be left up to the patient in consultation with their doctor. There is no medical or scientific justification for COVID vaccine mandates by a government or employers. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess all that doesn't matter.
No.
Nah, it doesn't really fit into the narrative, and so, yeah, we'll just forget all the science that's real, and that all came off the FDA's site and the CDC, and the slides are all there. I mean, you can look at them, you could do your own research, or we can just believe Mike Mangas and whatever he says is true, because he gets paid to tell us the truth, right?
Yeah. That said, I forgot.
I forgot. Insane. It's insanity, and these people are insane. And they're you know, I don't wish them ill. I just think they're insane and stupid and gullible, and do whatever you're told whenever you're told to do it by the government, who was actually the opposite of freedom, and that's why we bind right. You know, bind them down with changes of the Constitution, so that we have to all have rights that can't be taken away from the government by the government, but can only be taken away by God. And so that gets all mixed up with religion, like, oh, they're all religious zealots. No, not really. The real deal is that if government gives you your rights, government can take them away.
Right.
And so, what happens when you lose all your rights? I don't know. You know, we could probably
become a slave?
You could probably refer to a lot of countries that have lost all their rights, and it doesn't really turn out great for the population. It turns out pretty good for the guys in power.
Power.
Yeah, the guys that are running the show, they don't seem to miss a beat. They seem to have mansions and palaces and plenty of money and
And that's why we were founded, to keep fighting those types of people.
Well, the founding was about wealth creation in the hands of the people, so that they could live their lives free and obstruction by the government telling them what to do. You know, and at least as much as possible. I mean, you got to have some framework. I mean, not everything can be completely crazy. You know, you need to be able to fight a foreign government if they attack you. You need to have a protection of the people's rights. You know, and that's really the only legitimate purpose for these guys to begin with, is to protect our rights. But I guess, yeah, we'll just all give them up because they might manufacture something. Because
they really think it's good for us, and they know better, and we don't. And
yeah, oh, because the guys in government are so much.
The
guys in government are just so much smarter than everybody else.
Yes.
That's why they're there.
Yeah, and with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, you guys. Great segment. Great segment. Thank you for playing that. Great show. Can you, is there a way that, have you sent that to Sal and other? We all need to have that segment, Mark. That
I actually posted that on Facebook. It's from Greg Mead. I shared it on Facebook. I have copies. Anybody wants a copy, just send it to me. Send me a request. Otherwise, it's posted on my Facebook page on both of them. And I mean, it's really true. I mean, the guys that are coming out that are examining the facts are going, that are trained to examine the facts, are saying it's all baloney.
And your your assessment of all this has been great, Mark. I just want to encourage other people too. I mean, when we have a program like this, and you have people that are bringing this to light, like Mark and Linda are, you know, we need to get that out to everybody. But I'd like to get that segment. I'd like to get it to Carl Bott. I wonder if he'd play it on his program. Frankly, I don't know why he wouldn't play it on his program.
I wouldn't hold my breath, Terry.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath on it. I mean, this is controversial. This might be something that...
Oh, you mean it's fact?
Yeah, facts
it's
are...
real? It's
it doesn't go well over at the cocktail parties, though. I don't know.
Well, we need to get these guys to get it out there. Maybe somebody can.
Well, it's on my Facebook page, and Carl is a friend of mine on Facebook, and if he wants to, you know, get on there and see it, I could post it over there to him. I just historically, haven't been doing that because everything I post typically gets kind of ignored, as far at least on the radio programs during the week. So I don't know.
Anyway, I'll get off here. I want to thank you. Well, great job, great program, guys. Thanks for the information. Anyway, that's all I got. So thanks again.
All right,
Terry.
Thanks
for calling in.
We got about 6 minutes or so to the top of the hour. I don't know. There's so much to talk about, but where do you even start?
Well, while we're on the vaccines, and we've talked about it before about the CDC changing the definition of vaccine.
Well, they've lied
about everything. Many, many times over. And why would they change the definition of vaccine if it does what it's supposed to do and all the data is good and all the right things are in place?
There's so many provable lies if you just look from the start of this whole thing to now. There's so many provable lies that if you just took off your freaking glasses, your rose-colored government glasses that you probably got from the people selling the phones on the street. If you just took them off for a second and actually looked at what is going on, examine the lies, scrutinize this thing with an eye looking for truth, not some bias.
Yeah, well, see, a lot of the problem there is that COVID is not a disease.
It's a virus.
And so, a vaccine is for diseases, and COVID isn't a disease, so it doesn't work on it. So they had to change the narrative to make people think that it was all good to have a vaccine that really isn't a vaccine.
All you got to do is look at the money. Who's profiting from this vaccine? Pfizer posted $26 billion in profits this last year. $26 billion. That nobody's in the hunt. I mean, they got nothing in the hunt. Why would they be promoting some vaccine that unless it was really good for everybody? I mean, I predict in the future you're going to see more lawsuits on these guys. There's going to be more people standing up and saying, hey, look at what these guys did. I mean, I just don't know, at some point in time how this can be kept under the blanket. Because the real deal is these guys are violating every law of morality that you possibly can violate by promoting something that they've been promoting for the profit of a company, a big corporate, pharma company that's paying off a bunch of people to promote this vaccine. How can you walk away from that?
Yeah. It's just absolutely crazy. And I keep going back to it. People say, well, you have to get it done. You have to get the job. It's a mandate. It's not law.
Right.
It's not a law. So, really? People just skip over that. They don't want to see that on the other side. They don't see that at all. It's a mandate. Like, it's law that we have to, No, we don't.
Well, I don't know. It's crazy.
And, and part of this, I'm trying to find it in this Gateway Pundit article. Gates has stated something to, the jab isn't working, so they need to figure out some other way to get people to get involved in getting the jab, basically, is what it's saying. Imagine that. So the people are standing up and saying no, and they're saying, well, we need to figure out another way to go ahead and make people get it done. Wow.
Yeah, no dog in the hunt there.
Yeah.
I guess we got one minute.
1 minute to the top of the hour.
Might as well just go to the music, and then we can gather our thoughts and regroup here. So.
There's no steel on the factory line, no crops in the field, no singing on the stage, yeah, we know how you feel. There's a thousand empty classrooms, broken glass in the streets, old glory hanging on houses not supposed to leave. It may feel like Lady Liberty's down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A federal appeals court has temporarily halted the Biden administration's vaccine requirement for businesses with 100 or more workers. Critics have said it did not appear to be constitutional, and the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals apparently thinks they may have a case. The emergency stay will be in place while legal matters are worked out. The administration says they will fight back. Under the deal, workers are to be vaccinated by January 4th or face mask requirements and weekly COVID-19 tests. A new poll doesn't just carry with it bad news for President Biden, but good news for former President Trump for 2024.
On Friday, Emerson College Polling released their latest poll, and it shows more discouraging news for President Biden. A majority at 50% disapprove of the president's job performance, while 41% approve. In a hypothetical match between former President Donald Trump and Mr. Biden come 2024, 45% would vote for Mr. Trump and 43% would vote for Mr. Biden. A strong plurality at 49% would vote for the Republican candidate, while 42% would vote for the Democrat. 49% of independents would vote for the Republican. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden touts his Build Back Better legislation as a boon for American workers, but a new poll finds that Democratic disarray and disunity aren't the only problems with that bill.
A recent ABC News Ipsos poll found that Americans know very little about what's in the bill. A plurality at 32% say they believe the measure will hurt people like them. Only a plurality of Democrats at 47% think it will help them. Respondents are also evenly divided on if it will help or hurt the economy, with 34% responding to each option.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. High winds off the Florida coast has prompted SpaceX to delay the return of four space station astronauts today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's time for holiday cleaning. Before you replace your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. The reviews are amazing, as this is one product that works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. It can be used in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 is made in America. If you are tired of pet cleaners that don't work, it's time to buy Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. Genesis 950 is great for bathrooms, kitchens, floors, upholstery, and grease stains. Perfect holiday gift for pet owners. Genesis 950 has great customer service, always willing to help with your particular problem. Order 1 gallon direct at Genesis950.com to receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and a $10 coupon using code PETS. That's Genesis950.com. Coupon only available for 1 gallon purchase. Genesis 950, much cheaper than replacing your carpets.
A private prison company has been ordered to pay more than $23 million over lawsuits that accused of running for-profit immigration lockups in Washington State on the backs of detainees.
A federal judge has ordered GEO Group to turn over $5.9 million in profits to Washington State. The judge notes that's how much GEO unjustly enriched itself by paying detainees who performed tasks like cooking and cleaning for just $1 a day instead of the state minimum wage. The ruling came just days after a jury ordered the company to pay thousands of detainees and former detainees of the Northwest Detention Center some $17.3 million in back pay. GEO is expected to appeal. Jeremy House reporting.
Iran's military began its annual war games in a coastal area of the Gulf of Oman this weekend, less than a month before upcoming nuclear talks with the West. News and analysis at townhall.com. In college football Saturday, Alabama survives another scare against LSU.
Bryce Young and the Alabama defense led a 2014 victory over heavy underdog LSU. Young was 24 of 37 for 302 yards and two touchdowns. Jameson Williams grabbed a 58-yard scoring pass and had 10 catches for 160 yards. Will Anderson Jr. recorded 12 tackles, 1.5 sacks, and 4 tackles for loss as the CFP number 2 Crimson Tide preserved their national championship hopes. The Tigers came up empty on 3 fourth-quarter trips into Alabama territory. Alabama is 8-1, LSU 4-5. I'm Dave Ferry.
Today is Sunday, November the 7th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including actor Christopher Knight of the Brady Bunch. He is 64 years old.
Rock musician Tommy Thayer of Kiss is 61. Documentary filmmaker Morgan Spurlock, 51. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
That's right. Here we go. Old Joe couldn't run a lemonade stand, much less handle the new Taliban. It's like a little French poodle trying to start a fight with a pit. He don't represent the U.S. of A. We voted for Tarzan, but we got Jane. And everything he's touched has gone to shit. I could use a mean tweet and a $1.50 gas. Trying to survive is just kicking my ass. Old China Joe is the last thing that we need. Now a dollar bill feels more like a quarter. Taliban's got an Uber waiting down at the border. You can't screw up this bad unless you hate being free. I need some cheap gas, low tax, and a mean tweet. Nobody knows who's calling the shots. You could ask old Joe, but hell, he forgot. World leaders must be laughing too hard to breathe.
Well, we could keep going with that, I guess. Why not?
And you think we're safe? It's all just for show. We're like Venezuela 2.0. Let's sweep both these commies out and sweep them clean. So I could use them. Tweet and a $1.50 gas. Trying to survive is just kicking my ass. Old China Joe is the last thing that we need. Now a dollar bill feels more like a quarter. Taliban's got an Uber waiting down at the border. You can't screw up this bad unless you hate being free. I need some cheap gas, low tax, and a mean tweet.
No, I don't know. I mean, I was kind of enjoying it. I'm just sitting here reading stuff on my computer and listening to the music. You know, that's Bobby Brown. Wow.
I'm going to stop. Here we go.
There you go.
I got a phone call. Hold on.
All right. So anyway, I got another clip to play here in a minute or two, as soon as we can get it set up here. And I know that Travis has got somebody on the phone right now. But it's and we got a special guest in the studio right here. We got Mike Quinn with us.
Oh, I do.
He doesn't have a microphone, and I'm not sure he wants to talk, but... Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I'm not even sure if it's allowed by law.
Of course.
They just make things up anyway, so what the hell, you know.
Yeah. So, you never know.
You never know these days. I mean,
I look at
some of these headlines and you just go, okay, only 17% of Americans strongly believe that multiple genders, believe there are multiple genders, down from 24% 2 years ago. Can you believe that 24% of the people out there believe there's
Or
17 believe there's multiple genders, and it was 24? Gee, maybe there's a great awakening going on here. I don't know. Emilio Estevez leaving Disney's Mighty Ducks series over vaccine mandate. I don't know. I mean, you know, and then it brings the question of who is exempt from mandates from the vaccines. You know, well, we know the White House staff. We know that Congress is exempt. We know that all the Pfizer employees are exempt from the mandates. You know, maybe we get somebody to do some research.
And the
research.
Post office, don't forget the post office.
Is the post office exempt?
Yeah, they were exempt, yeah.
Did you mention the CDC employees?
Yeah, also? CDC, FDA, anybody. I don't know. I got a list of... I'm trying to find the good list because you can't find anything that's good anymore. It's like searching through a needle in a haystack to find the truth. You know, I got who will be exempted from this is on a, from a law site. There's 45. I don't know. I mean, there's so much disinformation but I saw a thing the other day, and I guess it's true that everybody's exempt from the vaccines. I guess if you decide not to take one. It's interesting, though, that these government guys that believe so strongly in the vaccine and making sure that you take it, and all the guys
they're
at
exempt.
Pfizer's, they've exempted themselves somehow. I mean, and I'm sure that everybody down at Pfizer who had anything to do with producing this vaccine is taking it. I'd like to, you know, find out what the truth about that one was. You know, I mean, good grief. Why would members of Congress. Exempt themselves? They're in the, not the majority is the Democrats. And I got a phone ringing here. I got to shut it down.
Well, why isn't it mandated for a lot of people? Doesn't fit their agenda, you know?
I don't know. Crazy, crazy days indeed. So I've got
it does says the appeals court temporarily halts Biden's vaccine mandate for businesses.
I saw that because it's actually illegal for him to do that. I know. Who? What?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, boy. All right.
And they put that out there, right, so everybody can know that that's going on with the appeals court and what's going on with the overreach of stuff.
I'm going to scratch the surface of this bioweapon thing, and I'm going to play a little clip here. This is off the Need to Know news site. This is G. Edward Griffin, who wrote the book The Creature from Jekyll Island. And let's see what this Navy, I didn't get her title. I was looking for her title, but she's evidently been an intelligence and high-up Navy personnel somewhere along the line. Let's see what she has to say about this vaccine and so forth and what's
going on. I'm Dr. Lee Merritt, and I'll be down at Red Pill on November 6th and 7th talking about COVID, the vaccine, and quite frankly, your darkest suspicions are true. In fact, they may not be dark enough. I'm sorry to say this, but it's about time we actually started really standing up and speaking out. So I'm going to read to you something. This is what I've learned recently, and it's the theme of what I'm going to be talking about. In 1954, a group of the elites got together, and they had a meeting about what to do about the world problems. And in 1956, this was a booklet about this was written and circulated. And it was never spent to meet the light of day. It was called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And the silent weapons are not what you think. In 1954, these people knew about UPC codes, and they knew about that we would all be using credit cards. And they understood that they could use that to track our every behavior. Now, where in the world they're talking about, and I'm going to tell you one thing they wrote, because if you can't come, and we want you to come and learn more, but you at least need to know this. They recognized there were two options. They always think there are too many people and that we are too greedy and not paying attention to what we need to do for the world. So what they suggested was that they could take there are two ways that the world population can be controlled. One is by the use of war and let people just bludgeon each other, but they were concerned that we might damage the world in the process. The other one was that these guys would take control of the world by the use of what they call economic silent weapons that we wouldn't catch on to. And it would be in the form of quiet warfare, and it would reduce the economic problems by doing two things, benevolent slavery and genocide. That really is the problem we're in right now. It sounds crazy. If I had said this 10 years ago, I would have thought myself crazy. But this is what's happening. And we need to awaken. We need to stand up. They're coming after our children. And we're going to talk about how to deal with that. So please join us at Red Pill November 6th and 7th. I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, we have a responsibility. This ain't about freedom. No, it kind of is. And maybe you have a responsibility other than, being afraid to not do whatever you're told.
That's what the whole thing's about.
Well, I do have a little background on that speaker. This is Dr. Lee Merritt. She began her medical career at the age of 4, carrying her father's black bag on house calls along the back roads of Iowa in 1980. She graduated from the University of Rochester School of Medicine and Dentistry in New York, where she was elected to a life member of the Alpha Omega Alpha Honor Medical Society. Dr. Merritt completed her orthopedic surgery residency in the United States Navy, served 9 years as a Navy physician and surgeon before returning to Rochester, where she was the only woman who, to be appointed appointed to a Lewis A. Goldstein Fellowship of Spinal Surgery. Obviously, she's just some schmo from nowhere. She has also been in private practice with spinal surgery and orthopedic surgery since 1995, has served on the board of Arizona Medical Association, and is a past president of Association of the American Physicians and Surgeons. She has been a long interest in wellness fitness. Has long been interested in wellness and fitness, has been a fellowship-certified American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and at 63, she won a female bodybuilding championship as well. So she's been on John Stossel's show. Just some schmo but we should listen to Mike Mangus because he has such a background, right?
Right.
Mangas, I mean.
Yeah, and there's a lot of these doctors that are starting to stand up and you hear about them. You know, she's not the only one.
So
there's several of them that are starting to stand up and speak out against the jab and everything.
We should just ignore all the guys that are saying the thing that they're not supposed to say completely because it's not a part of the narrative. Because Anderson Cooper and what's the fat guy, bald-headed guy's name? Brian something, Smelter? I don't know. Anyway.
No, we're supposed to just listen to Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
Just get your jab.
Rat-faced Fauci.
Never lies.
He never lies at all about anything except the truth.
He couldn't tell the truth if he had to.
He'd slap him in the head with the truth.
Yeah.
And he would probably say, that's a lie. Yeah. Kind of like the guys that are always on the chat room on Sunday morning right before we kick them all off. Because they're morons. And all they want to do is get you into some kind of a disturbing lying contest, which, promotes no truth at all. And we just go, no. Yeah. So.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it, being a biological weapon. I mean, stop and think about the whole thing behind it and what people are doing and the effects and where it's going.
I don't know I don't know if it is or not.
I'm just saying, there's something else going on there it's not just the COVID.
We have no responsibility at all to check that out. It's not about freedom. Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
Yeah, and then they're creating all this chaos with healthcare workers and all that.
Yeah.
You know, they're making it mandatory, and these people are losing their jobs. They told them they could be exempt, which isn't true. It's a bunch of BS.
Well, they are exempt, except for their employer says that if you don't get it, we'll fire you.
Right. So we don't have the healthcare workers, so we're creating, even for the normal sicknesses, there's a shortage of people to help the sick, whether it's COVID or whatever it is.
Why would we create a shortage of healthcare workers if they actually worked through the pandemic and were all healthy through the pandemic because they were heroes, and then all of a sudden they're not heroes anymore.
They're bad people.
Because they won't. They don't want to protect their neighbor
because they want to have freedom and choice.
Yeah, which is really freedom of choice is bad, especially living under a regime of Marxism. But at the same time, you know, the guys that are totally protected
and they get paid,
want to force everybody else to get a jab. Or somehow.
And these hospitals and stuff are getting money for doing this?
No, nothing to see here. Why would we ever examine those facts? Because those facts might lead us to a different conclusion. And the different conclusion might not be the one that lines up with Joe Biden and the company. And Fauci and all the guys that are getting money from Joe Biden and company. Like Pfizer.
Yeah.
And the Emergency Authorization Act and all of that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know. Come on.
Hey,
maybe
Joe Biden got the vaccine and that's what's wrong with him?
I think Joe Biden has much more than that wrong with him, okay?
I think it was the damage was done long before there was a vaccine.
I think there's a few marbles that fell out. And, the guy's been a corrupt politician. I saw a clip yesterday where I'll see if I can pull it up tonight. I didn't have time this morning. Where he's talking to a group of people, and this is like 2008. You know, he's running for election, he's running for president, or whatever he's running for. And I think maybe it was Vice President under Obama. I don't know. It was a while ago. He actually had a couple of – he could actually speak then, you know.
Make a full sentence he and it makes make sense.
Sentences that didn't sound a lot like, you know, Pastor Friggin Adder.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you listen to some of this crap coming out of this guy's mouth lately, it's like, Fricky Ver. You know, I mean, the guy can't even say – and then he wanders off. You know, during,
I know.
He just wanders off.
Back. Yeah, I saw one the other day. Yeah, they're like, Joe, over here. Joe, come back.
He's standing there with his fence clenched. You know, it's like, what's up with that, Joe? What are you pretending you're a rocket ship or something? I don't know. But in this clip, he's talking about how, well, we can't leave Afghanistan. It's going to take a year because you just can't bail out of there. And you don't want to leave all of that equipment there for the enemy to use against us later. That's an actual clip.
Isn't that exactly what he did? Was I someplace else when that happened here not too long ago in Afghanistan?
Hey, this ain't about freedom. Shut up.
Oh.
Come on, man. Where's your herky-verky?
my favorite one is when he goes, you know, the one about the thing.
Oh, the thing?
Yeah.
The other thing, not that thing, this thing.
The favorite of all time has got to be the hairy legs.
No, that's gross.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It's like, yeah, kid, they sit on my lap. They got hairy legs. They turn blonde in the sun.
And they want to touch them because they glisten in the sun.
That's when I learned about roaches. And I was like, what? I was like, this guy's stumping for a presidential campaign, and you're going, what did he say? I mean, you can't make that crap up.
Didn't he fall,
the Thorazine shuffle,
recently,
that's a good one, Jimmy.
Right?
You gotta love it.
It's the Thorazine shuffle. Hey, we gotta make a song up for that, man. Maybe, you play the drums, Jimmy, and I won't play the guitar. I'll just watch you play the drums.
You do the Thorazine shuffle to Poopy Pants.
I mean, the guy, I mean, it's just a rumor. I don't know. The guy poops his pants at the G20 thing. Oh, no, it was the Pope. That's because he pooped in front of the Pope.
Poopy Pope.
The Popey Pooper? I don't know. And we don't know. I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't smell it. But... And maybe they would would they make up rumors about Joe Biden? Of course they would. He got stadiums that are feeling yelling, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, yeah.
Gee, I mean, he's never made any gaffes to deserve any of this, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever heard that before? I've never heard of a whole stadium or any place.
Oh, the corn,
we're doing a let's
corn
go,
pop.
Brandon.
Yeah, what about corn pop?
Yeah, corn pop.
That corn pop's a bad dude. You know, if I was a bad dude, I'd change my name from corn pop. That's for damn sure. I mean, I'm corn pop. Look out, I'm gonna cut you. Really? Maybe we should have a marshmallow roast first. Because, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe someone can send us that clip. We're running out of material. Yeah. I mean, we're getting giddy here because it's like good grief. I mean, you can't make this crap up. It's
kind of like the Indian guy off of F Group. Remember?
Yeah, no, that was the Goofy Gophers.
Yeah, Goofy
Gophers. Goofy Gophers. That was what did they say? They'd go, and they go, what'd him say?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking, I mean, here's the insanity. Cornell University offering baskets of free menstrual products in men's restrooms.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah.
We don't have any problem here.
Oh, Hillary meets Fauci at a funeral.
Yeah, and they look like they're really happy together.
Yeah, look like long-lost lovers reunited. I don't know.
Well, I could say a lot about those two. I'm just, you know?
Another Biden record just in. U.S. trade deficit in September reached an all-time high of $80
billion. No.
September. But in the meantime, we need to give out a few billion dollars to illegal aliens. Wow.
Yeah.
Australia Dystopia Down Under. Thousands of Australians with unpaid fines for breaking COVID rules have bank accounts raided and property seized as the tyrannical government chases millions in fees. Nothing to see there. This is all about the disease and not having a vaccine card and doing whatever you're told, because this is all for your own good.
Yeah, and look how well it's working for them, and not having their Second Amendment rights and their freedom to have.
And then it begs the question, who's really in charge of America? I say it's Jeff Dunham.
I say it's Peanut.
Peanut?
Yeah, you know, his little purple guy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Well, yeah.
His name's Peanut.
You do that entirely too good. I mean, it's like I was like having a flashback, something from college or whatever.
You didn't go to college.
I actually did. You just didn't know about it.
You guys know you're live on air, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. Okay.
Well, I think we better go to a break, because we're going to say something and expose some underlying.
All right. If there's something you want to talk about, give us a call at 530-605.
We're running out of material. We're
4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Roosevelt Road was too rough for my old truck. Yeah, she's shaking, she's shimmying like Elvis singing off sugar. You can't blame a boy for going driving like a stroller fast. If you wear the damn brown hair, boy, look at me like that.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
My dog's a Democrat, and it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact my
dog might be a Democrat. I pay for all his health care, and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. But he just acts like he's entitled, even trying to unionize the cat. Yeah, I think my dog's a Democrat.
We're back. And the hits just keep on coming. This is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio. And I found that clip on Joe Biden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But before we go there, I wanted to say that you guys might want to catch a podcast with Martin and Reed and Katie Gorman. Our Martin Reed and Katie Gorman. I'm hoping to have them on our podcast pretty soon. Things go pretty fast around here sometimes.
Well, there's so much going on. We got Rich on the line. Good morning, Rich.
Speak of the devil.
The devil. Hello. Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Lots to talk about. I want to give a few updates. So my citizen's arrest of Dave Marin, which occurred about 5 weeks ago, that's still sitting with the Highway Patrol. I arrested him for filing a false police report against Shasta County citizen journalist. Next update, my felony complaint against current sheriff employee Sean Paisley and former sheriff employee, high-level elected official, I won't name him, that's submitted 6 weeks ago. I handed the sheriff a note in person last week at the board chambers, a note to say, please have Kyle Wallace, the investigator, give me an update on that. So let's see what happens there. The district attorney visiting myself and my brother about 9 or 10 months ago now said we were victims of voter fraud when my brother and I asked them very specific questions, very hard questions. They went and hid underneath their desks and have failed to even contact us since then. I believe they're setting my brother up for false charges on voter fraud. Let's see.
Talk about the pot calling the kettle.
Well,
dry.
How is he doing that? Yeah. I'm just curious how he would be doing voter fraud.
They won't see. That's just it. When they contacted us, said we were victims of voter fraud, and then we asked them very difficult questions via email and letters. And they responded to those emails, but refused to answer those very hard questions. So we don't know. We don't know
how
they're doing it. That would be the investigators. I don't have their names with me in front of me at the moment. I could get them later. But two district attorney investigators, actually three of them, knocked on our doors. Anyways, that was almost a year ago now. So I don't know what's going on with that. I just think that was another harassment technique. To harass the local citizens that are trying to fight our local corruption. Remember, our DA's office is very corrupt. We can't go into it now, but
they're going to be on the chopping block soon enough.
Yeah. And then let's see. Tomorrow on our podcast, we're going to be exposing a document with the Vaccine Incentive Program, federal, FDA, CDC, and I will show the document where they are trying to hide the federal incentives and mask them as local business incentives. I will show the document. They're trying to hide it. So anyways, big thing there. Did a public records act with the Health and Human Services, local, trying to get information on the post-vax injuries and deaths. And, of course, our local public health officer and all her cronies, they will not give me that information directly, but I'm going to get it. Trust me, I will get it. And I'm also going to be sending a letter to Patrick Jones and Les Baugh demanding that they bring up at the next board meeting to call for a special board meeting, night meeting, for Karen Ramstrom to show up and have a special meeting regarding vaccines and the whole COVID mess. We still have not had a special meeting regarding this whole COVID max vaccine issue. So I'm going to be pushing that very soon here with Patrick Jones and Les Baugh to make that motion. And just as a side note, I was doing some more research of the state laws, which I do a lot. Over 2,700 laws have been proposed in the 2020 and 2021 legislative session. And our legislator is now year-round. For the first time in the history that I'm aware of, our legislators are now year-round in California. So I wonder if that's good news or not.
What do they say? Hide your wallet. The legislature's in session. The legislature's in session. I mean, it's kind of true. I mean, it sounds a little funny, sort of not, but yeah.
Yeah, and I'm also another quick couple quick things. We're working various contacts. Citizen journalist is, because that's what we do. It's called investigative journalism. You know, fake Mangus Senior. He's not aware of any of how to do any of that. But
oh, Mangus.
We're working.
Oh, you're talking about Mangus? Mike Mangus? Yeah.
Yeah, I call him fake Mangus Senior. Anyways, so we're working some contacts, some local fraud in some local medical settings. That's all I will say regarding document alterations. So, yeah, absolutely. So a lot going on as usual. So any questions?
Yeah, you know, I can't think of anything right off the top of my head. We're swimming in information at this point. We'll try to – what time is your podcast?
Well, we're not live at the moment. We record about 4 p.m. on Mondays.
Okay.
And then the following evening, once the video and the audio have been processed, then and
that
then
is
sent
posted
to me. And then I'm the one that posted on all of our – so Wednesday evening before I go to bed, that's when I post it everywhere.
What, where are you posting it at? Yeah. I'm not really seeing it here.
Okay. You know what? I've already digitized our sponsorship card. I'll go ahead and throw it in the chat here in a few minutes. And
okay.
It's got all of our social media there.
Okay.
Very good.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
So, yeah, good teamwork with everybody. Lots of good podcasts. I'm really happy to hear – of this latest podcast. That is absolutely exceptional. And you know what? Shasta County is leading the way, folks.
Yep, it's true.
And many areas, that's for sure.
All right, have a good day.
All right, thanks, you too, Rich. All right.
We appreciate the call.
So I do have this clip. I did dig it up on Joe Biden. This is a 13-year-old video of Joe Biden. And this is what he thought about Afghanistan 13 years ago. So I think we're ready to go if we've got no glitches in the system here. Let me check all the volumes and all that kind of good stuff because I think we're ready to go. Okay, here we go.
That is the first world democracy where they have the greatest disparity in wealth. It's one of the wealthiest countries in the hemisphere. And because of a corrupt system that exists in Mexico, there is the 1% of the population at the top, a very small middle class, and the rest is abject poverty. Folks, I voted for a fence. I voted, unlike most Democrats, and some of you won't like it, I voted for 700-mile fence. But let me tell you, we can build a fence 40 stories high unless it changes the dynamic in Mexico. And, you will not like this, and punish American employers who knowingly violate the law when, in fact, they hire illegals.
You're starting to...
Wow.
Well,
let's see, I'm for the wall, got to be 40
that was the wrong
high.
Clip.
But that was Joe Biden?
That was Joe Biden. Yeah.
You got to change the dynamics, find the companies that are hiring illegals. Huh.
I'll have to look farther for the other clip.
That's a little different than what he says now.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's
But that was 13 years ago. That doesn't count. I got
well,
it.
Well, it doesn't count if you're, a liar.
He just doesn't remember.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, that's really possible.
I don't know.
That's really possible, that he doesn't remember because...
I can't remember.
I don't think he remembers what he had for dinner last night. unless it had something to do with ice cream, maybe, or I don't know. What else we got?
Wow, that's crazy. But not surprising.
I guess we could talk about how, Virginia election kind of went the wrong way if you're a Democrat.
Yeah, they didn't think that was going to happen now, did they?
No, I mean, if we can stop the votes from being fixed, I think this whole thing starts to turn around fairly quickly. if we could have anybody approach the fact that the Federal Reserve needs to be put out of business, that would be a big plus too. You know, stop printing our money and buying our treasury bonds with an account that has no balance in it. Well, you know, you just print it up or put digits in the computer. That would be a big help, because then we wouldn't have to worry about, we just get rid of this whole debt thing, you know, maybe, at least most of it or all of it or some of it. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, we need to get the, take care of the votes. We need to get it corrected, whether we get, you know, throw out those machines and go back to hand counting or whatever. We all know that the vote is not working in our favor, that it's fraudulent.
I mean,
you know, if we don't have a good voting system, what do we have? You know,
you shouldn't question that because this isn't about freedom.
Oh, I forgot it. Damn it.
This isn't about freedom. This is about government control, and you need to go get with the program. Kind of like in Hawaii, elementary school blocks parents from on-campus vaccine clinics for ages 5 and up. So, yeah, just, you know, send your kids to school, to kindergarten, and we'll vax them up without your permission.
Well, yeah, they do so much of that in school anyway, you know, because the government's in charge. You know, they're able to do a lot of things in school without the parents knowing about it.
Can you believe this? I mean, I'm looking at the article. A school in Hawaii announced an upcoming vaccine drive for elementary school students, but told parents they're not welcome.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, this is Kalihi Kai Elementary School in Honolulu. And can you believe the arrogance of these rats? I mean, it's...
But like we've talked before, you know, the education especially needs to...
Pull your kids out. I wouldn't...
Well, the government needs to be out of the education system. That was never meant for them to be in the freaking education system to begin with at all. And we really do need to take a lot of that back to the people, whether it's education. You know, there's a lot of different areas that people need to stand up and start taking it back. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Well, we've got Drew.
Hold on. Before we go to Drew,
okay.
Real quick. Okay, this is another related topic. San Francisco children 5 to 11 will be required to show vaccine passports or proof of vaccination to go anywhere. So the city of San Francisco is going to ban children age of 5 to 11 from entering indoor businesses if they don't take Pfizer's experimental. Go ahead, let's go to our caller.
Drew, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, what you got?
Unbelievable. Okay, so we got a tremendous amount of container vessels off the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And do you suppose some of them had, well, let's talk about Virginia. They didn't get their Chinese voters' ballots in. They're stuck offshore right now. Do you suppose maybe that might have something to do with that?
Come on, man. Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
Couldn't be nothing like that.
All oofed out.
Yeah,
anyway,
you got to.
No, just a thought.
Just it's a conspiracy theory. You know, come on.
Truth. You wait 5 days and it's true. Come on, you know that.
Well, anyway.
I haven't been able to get onto your podcast during the Mondays. I keep forgetting. I'm going to dedicate myself tomorrow.
That would be great.
Sure I do that.
Yeah, we're still in the infancy stage. We're still ironing out some bugs. It's getting better every week. But, yeah, we'd love to have some callers in. We're setting up Zoom meetings at some point here.
We got a lot of things we're starting to work on. But, yeah, we would appreciate you tuning in to us because...
Absolutely. You guys using sentence enhancers on that podcast, are you?
I don't know. I mean,
are we using what?
Sentence enhancers.
Oh.
Which is off-color words.
Well, yeah, I gotcha. I didn't hear all of it the first time.
Well,
okay.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. We don't need sentence adoption to her.
Oh, got it. Right then. In the train, on the computer, in the whatever. Okay.
Exactly.
Anyway. Hey, I just sent Travis a clip that we can play here, too, about the ships offshore.
And it's totally crazy.
Thanks for the call, Drew. Oh, you got something?
Go ahead. Yeah, I actually did regarding that. I believe there's an executive order to stop trade with countries, we're talking Five Eyes, China, and so forth, from Trump to stop trade and so forth because of election interference.
I've heard of this.
Well, they probably canceled that on his first day when Joe was signing all those things and he didn't know what they were.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if Joe's in charge, they want to shut down Gitmo, all they need to do is say, and shut down Gitmo, and he'd be shown to be in power. It's not happening. In fact, they built a new courthouse and such for millions of dollars at Gitmo.
Do they have an ice cream parlor there?
Probably.
Double chocolate chip. Anyway, guys. Chocolate
chip, that's right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
I
can't stop the trade with China, though. Then what would happen to Joe and all of that? Joe and Hunter and...
I don't know. Hunter, you know.
Hunter wouldn't be getting his drugs and stuff. I mean, you know. Hmm.
So the clip is ready. Am I playing it or?
Yeah, go ahead and play it. This is what Trump had to say about Joe. Go ahead.
Supermarket. We're standing here with the bare shelves. Look at it. There's absolutely nothing here. The shelves are bare. It's empty. It's empty like Sleepy Joe's brain when you think about it. There's absolutely nothing on the shelf. Look at it. Bare shelves all over the place. They say we're building back better, and yet we have nothing in the supermarkets. We're standing with the bare shelves. Bare shelves, Biden, okay? Empty shelves, Joe. It's a disgrace, believe me.
Obviously, that wasn't really Trump, but kind of funny because it sounds that guy's pretty good. He does a pretty good impression of Trump.
Is that the guy that was on Saturday Night Live?
No, it's another guy.
He did pretty good too. If you've seen that clip,
yeah, I'm just wondering what's going on.
Didn't
outside.
Like one of the Baldwin brothers play Trump for a while? On
yeah, that was yeah. Alex Baldwin. Yeah. He actually did a pretty credible job of impersonating him, but you know, he hates Trump like a passion. But then you know, again, he decided that he doesn't like the Second Amendment either. And in light of recent events, you know, it's like, what's the secret void? You know. I don't know. I don't know. It's just crazy, you know, these
this
guys.
This girl's posing in front of our station for pictures.
No. Well, yes, yeah, she is. Now she's posing, yeah.
Wave, yay.
Yeah. It took them about 20 times to park the car, but
yeah,
not well. That matters.
I'm not sure what they're doing. They got the windows.
You always take 10 pictures, okay?
Should we go put our faces on the glass?
No. Yes. No? I'll meet you out there.
Oh. Not sure what that was about. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, well, it's Reading.
Well, there's that.
There's downtown,
you know,
Reading, too.
We always are hammering, and we've been talking a lot about the vaccines. How come they don't show all the protests that are going on across the world about the protests in all these other countries?
What protests?
Those thousands and millions of people that are lining the streets taking back from the government because they won't do the job, you know, those people.
Other people are protesting?
Yeah.
Besides us?
Just a few.
Hmm.
You know, they're starting to stand up and tell the government, you know, go pound sand, basically, that we're not going to do it. And
maybe it's the same reason that we don't see this headline. U.S. Army surgeon says she has to ground 3 out of 3 pilots one morning due to vaccine injuries. That's a scary thought. Gee, you know, the whole Southwest thing. Yeah, we'll just vaccinate all these guys and put them in
a
plane.
Yeah, that makes me feel
give
real comfortable. Yeah, you got pilot and co-pilots and everybody that's had the jab, and when they start having side effect and they're up in the air, oops. No thanks.
Here's another one. Canada, Ontario, and Quebec back down on vaccine mandates for healthcare workers after massive resistance. Who knew? Obviously, Anderson Cooper didn't, and Brian Fathead Seltzer, Stelter, is it? Yeah. So Canada provinces, Quebec and Ontario have rescinded their COVID vaccine mandate, citing the system's inability to cope with losing unvaccinated employees en masse. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Gee, let's just tell everybody they got to get a vaccine shot. And I guess the numbers, you know, I mean, it's, you know, maybe there's a lot of people out there that want to get vaxxed.
That want to?
That don't want to.
You think there
there's
might
a lot
be
of them that want to get it too, because
there might be a few.
You know, personally, I'm on booster 59, but you know, no.
No thanks.
Yeah, you look like that guy in Men in Black after a while.
Who knows what you're going to look like, you know, with, because it's not going to stop. You're just going to have to keep getting jabbed and jabbed and jabbed and jabbed.
New digital driver's license set to include your vaccination status, your vaccine status, travel records, and social credit score. Where's that at? Is that like Red China someplace?
Wait, what's a social credit score?
Yeah, that's what they use in Red China.
You know, they do use your credit score for a lot of things now that they're not supposed to.
And
one of it is, employment. Well, social credit score, I'm not sure.
Well, they do that off of Facebook. You know, if you post too many memes that are anti-vax or anti-Joe Biden or anti...
Then they start doing social?
Then your social credit score starts to go down, and pretty soon... Yeah, you know, so the program... This is actually Utah, by the way.
That's weird.
So the program may also include the following information in the future. Your health records, your financial records, credit scores, travel records, vehicle registration, spending, voting, sex offender status. They'll probably get rid of that one. License.
Right.
License and permits you have
a typo.
Parking fees and social credit scoring. Now, I'd like to see what the definition of social credit scoring actually is. Let me see if we can dig a little farther here.
I have like one friend. That's my social life right there. So my score is zero.
Are you saying you're a zero? Is that
yeah?
Is that what you're saying?
Zero to hero, baby.
I don't know. We should figure out what social credit score is. What is that? Maybe we should.
How many followers you have? I think
social credit score. Let's see what
your social credit score is. Fluid, just as your financial credit score
and your gender.
Is your gender fluid?
Yeah.
Or is that just your
gender? No, you can't put my gender on there.
I'm gender fluid. I'm a girl now. Hi, I'm a boy now.
Wow.
I'm a girl again.
Wow.
But there's more gender choices.
And saying that dropped my social percentage down to zero, -1.
Social scoring system, Karen. The basic idea behind a nationwide social credit system. No, I want social credit score. I'd like to know what that is. Democrats move to adopt China. Oh, the Tennessee Star. Here we go. Democrats move to adopt China-style social credit score. So I'm just curious, what is the definition of that? I mean,
I'm trying to
find it. It says it's a national credit rating and blacklisting being developed by the government of the People Republic of China. The program initiated trials in 2009 before launching a national pilot to 8 credit scoring firms in 2014.
Here we go. This is
formally introduced by the Chinese premier. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so it all just feathers right in.
Wow.
This is from the Tennessee Star. This is dated July 12, 2021. Democrats move to adopt Chinese-style social credit score. And you know whose fat-headed face is sitting right in the front of this? I know. Who knew? Chairwoman Maxine Waters. Considering a dramatic overhaul of the credit reporting system in the United States, legislation called Comprehensive Credit Act, which anything that they say it is, it's like the Tax and Jobs Creation Act. It's the Tax and Jobs Get Rid of Act or a Social
it's
Insecurity.
It's always the opposite.
It's the opposite. Anytime these, especially, good grief, Social Insecurity is the one that stands out in my mind. But think of any act that you possibly can that they've passed. And guess what? It's exactly the opposite of what they say it is. You know, what's the new one? The Build Back Better?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
that's they're going to build back better, all right. So the legislation, the Comprehensive Credit Act and Protecting Your Credit Score Act, you know exactly the opposite, was passed out of committee before the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. The bills were previously introduced by a member of the Democratic squad and would be implement a new system similar to that of China. It's not about freedom.
Yeah. Here it says supporters claim that the system helps to regulate social behavior, improves trustworthiness of the citizens.
Like if you don't get your vax, you're going to get blackballed type thing.
Yeah. Which includes paying taxes and bills on time.
Good credit is the gateway to wealth. Yet for too long, our credit reporting system has kept people of color and low-income persons from access to capital to start a small business and access mortgage loans and become whole. Could it be that they're not? Some of them aren't financially responsible? You know, could it be that a lot of them don't want to work? A lot of them just think that we should have universal basic income, like I was talking about earlier. Yeah, just give me, you know. So it's a gateway to wealth, but you have no responsibility at all from doing anything.
Yeah, no surveillance on you when you have all that, right?
As a condition of the overhaul, sections of the credit score reporting industry would be taken over and run by the federal government. Oh, boy.
Or China.
Well, China may be the federal government.
Yeah, that's
China
what I'd
Joe.
Say. China.
So,
China Joe.
A mass expansion of the role of government currently plays in the sector. Waters said her goal was to make credit reporting less racist.
Wow.
You can't make this crap up. This is an actual article. This is true. This is what they're saying it. They're telling you what they're doing. They're telling you they're taking over.
Yeah,
they don't
right
care
in your
what
face.
You think. And you're like, oh, it's not about freedom. It's about doing what it's about being a good, responsible neighbor, because that's what happens when you're in a sort of.
Yeah.
Now, what about those people who chose not? I don't have credit. I bought everything cash. That's how I was raised. I have zero credit.
Okay.
So
all right.
So what does that mean for me?
That means,
just go to the train station.
Go.
Shut up.
Yeah, right.
We're back to zero, buddy.
I'm back to zero. I'm zero no matter what you look at it.
What it makes you is it makes you not able to borrow money, basically, from people who
you
want to.
You don't take
I
your,
think that's being financially
yes.
responsible.
No, I was raised always, if you don't have the cash, don't buy it. That's
I think
I
that's
raised.
Just because then you're not in debt.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
the government doesn't have control over you so much.
No.
You bad person.
I'm sorry.
Really bad. The government has no control over Travis because he has zero score.
Further,
dang it.
Waters hosted the council for the National Consumer Law Center and Chi Chi Wu in a recent committee hearing. So she hosted the council for the National Consumer Law Center. Chi Chi Wu.
Chi Chi Wu.
Chi Chi Wu. That's what it says. In a recent committee hearing, Wu, I guess that's the name of the person. I guess I'm assuming she's Chinese. Chi Chi Wu fiercely advocated for the change of the system. Wu said that the shift would be a major upgrade over today's broken, biased credit reporting system based on your merits and how you pay your money back on loans that you've taken and how responsible you are with cash and your money.
You can't have cash, don't you know that? They can't control you if they don't have your
But this is all about white supremacy, right?
See, that's crap.
You're a white supremacist.
I use cash a lot. See, they're never white. I'm doing something wrong. I'm living life wrong.
You're a white supremacist.
You are so wrong. You're so out of it, Travis. So,
I am.
This ain't about your freedom, Travis, you white supremacist.
Sorry.
I know. What can I say?
So just go in debt, put all your money in the bank so they can take it when they want it.
Okay.
You know?
What about my red skin?
Yeah. You don't have
well,
red
so
skin.
you're like a shade of white.
Okay.
Yeah,
white on the inside.
You're white on the inside.
Dude. We can always change your color.
That's true.
Well, you don't have to be. You could be a girl this minute, and then next minute you could be an Indian, and after that you could be white if you wanted, and there's facts don't matter, and
no, none of that matters.
Yeah.
There's no problem.
It says many opponents argue that this move to overhaul the credit system is another step in the leftward march of the Democratic House members. And House Democrats have supported a push to make vaccine COVID-19 mandatory for military service members. No relationship there.
And to answer your question, yes, you can get a blacklist, it says on here.
Oh.
You can be blacklisted.
Yeah, I said that earlier. It's on the website.
Yeah,
how do you
it
get
is.
On the blacklist? I don't know. Because it makes no sense because I want to be on the blacklist. I'm not racist.
If you're discredited, you're on the blacklist.
Oh, I thought it was a good thing to be on the blacklist.
What happened? Well, all depends who you're talking to. Come on. You know, which side of the fence are you on?
If I'm not on the blacklist, I'm a racist.
Yeah, and with that, we do have a caller. We've got Mary. Good morning, Mary. You got to hurry.
Hi. Hi, everybody. How are you? Hey,
good. Hey.
The guy who has no credit, is that Travis? Who has no credit?
Travis, he has no credit.
Hey, what happens when you have to return to start, you cannot pass go, and you cannot collect $200? I got my training early, so
you turn the bank,
what do you mean?
You turn the game board over and you throw a fit.
Or play a new game.
You play a different game. There you go. If you don't want to play Monopoly no more.
I wanted to throw dice up against the wall with the guys. I did not want to play the game board. So that's where my head was.
You were in the alley. We got it, Mary. You were in the alley rolling the dice against the wall. Okay.
I was in the alley bowling.
I want the race car.
And throwing dice against the wall. Yeah. Oh, who was? You, Mark?
I want the race car. Not the race card. Not the race card. I want the race car.
The race car. I was the race car. Hey, I knew we had
guess what? They're going to cut us off, Mary. We're at the top of the hour. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Now we know all about her and the alley and the dice. So there you go.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. This force and force like fires a dangerous river and said Joe Biden never.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.